This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillett. Elliot in for Hugh today. Quarter century week as we unveil the top five. So by the end of the show, we're going to have the five locked in. We already have the first four spots. Iverson, Dawkins, Kelce, Lane Johnson received the top four votes. But that fifth spot, Elliot, it was super close. And we're asking for everyone's help today to decide that final spot. So I was looking at, again, I told you earlier, I felt like I worked in a real like office and had a real job.
I walked by. You were locked
spreadsheet.
In.
I was doing all these things this morning and counting the data. And I had some things that stood out to me. And there was some real difference between the staff vote and the listener vote. So I'm going to give you the order of the listener vote. Just I'll kind of run now because you had your like honorary mentions.
Yep.
And so here was the order of the staff vote. The listener vote. Brian Dawkins got the most listener votes by a lot. Allen Iverson was second. Kelce third, Lane Johnson fourth. And then there was a pretty big gap after those four. Mm-hmm. And then it went to Hurts and Utley, who were basically tied. Then came Jimmy Rollins, then Ryan Howard, and then there was another huge gap. So like,
I do think the 08 Phillies get dinged because there's three of them.
And they split the vote.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
Yep. And then there was a huge gap after Ryan Howard. Then Bryce Harper got the next most votes from the listeners. Followed by Claude Giroux, which at first shocked me.
Talk about needing to put a flyer on
that's exactly what I surmised. I was like, oh.
That's the flyer they thought of when it came to.
I need a flyer, I'll put him.
Yeah.
Donovan was next after Giroux, then Zach Wheeler, then Nick Foles, then Joel Embiid was after all of those.
So two things off of that. One, Joel, obviously way too low. He should be in the top five. But has any player's stock taken a bigger hit over the past 2-3 years than McNabb? I mean, McNabb was the unquestioned best quarterback in the history of the franchise. Like, honestly, who was even close? You could argue Foles just because of the Super Bowl, but
that
in terms
would be
of
it, yeah.
accomplishments. Now, I mean, think about where he finished on this list. Would you say eighth or ninth?
Yeah, let me go back. So if Hurts was five, Utley sixth, they're very close, right? Rollins seven, Howard eight, Harper nine, Giroux 10, McNabb 11.
I mean, he finished behind Giroux.
Yeah,
about that. He had previously oversaw probably the... maybe the best stretch a team has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue some of the Phillies, you know, but yeah, pretty crazy.
So then I looked at the staff voting, which obviously way less staff than listeners, but like I tried to weigh it compared, you know, versus the amount of votes. Dawkins, Iverson, Kelce, Lane all led the staff. So we were all kind of in agreement with that. But Jimmy Rollins got a lot more staff love than the other Phillies. I would say Jimmy Rollins was way closer to Utley in the staff vote than the listener vote.
Yeah, I think Jimmy deserves credit for being viewed as like the leader of that team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Jalen Hurts-ish to that, you know, in terms of Jimmy probably gets more credit for the success of the teams than Ryan or Utley do, if that makes sense.
The other thing that struck me is Donovan got more staff love than he did listener love. Donovan got some staff votes. Bryce Harper got zero votes from anyone here at WIP.
Wow. Talk about also stock falling over the past
years. No, I think that's fair. I don't think he's a top five guy in Philadelphia sports the last 25 years. I don't think he is. Now, Philly's list is different, right? You could put him on there, certainly.
So I don't even think certainly, for what it's worth.
You could. I mean, Kyle over here had him at an automatic.
I think Wheeler belongs ahead of Bryce. I think that debate's somewhat over. He's been a better Philly than Bryce has
been. I had him on over it, yeah.
Right. So, and then if you do the four... from the 08 team. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the argument for Bryce is.
Well, so all right, I'll give you the argument for Bryce.
Yeah, I did it
for 4 hours yesterday. So I think it's a very similar thing to. And now there's a difference here that the Eagles have just won the Super Bowl, so there's the backdrop of
minor,
that.
Minor difference.
But Jalen Hurts isn't the best player on the Eagles. He's not. But the legacy will. The
Saquon
legacy will.
Barkley just ran for 2,000 yards.
Yeah, Lane Johnson's better. A lot of us put him number one. I think that's like AJ Brown's a better receiver than Jalen as a quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on. That's not the debate I'm trying to have right now, even though we'll get more.
I'll just sit this one out.
But no matter what, the legacy of that 10 years from now will land on Jalen's shoulders. Jalen Hurts gets credit with the Super Bowl. It already is. Bryce Harper, the same thing. Whether they succeed or they fail, no matter who was better, Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber, it's all going to go back to Bryce Harper. Joel Embiid, he wears all the failures of the Sixers. I guess the way I'm constructing this list is a legacy thing. Because we did the top 11 athletes in Philly sports, and I looked at that almost as like who's the best player amongst these guys. In this list, the resume matters a lot more to me. And I just think being the face of an organization, like you wear that resume more than anybody else.
So I agree with that. Now, I think a difference is Jalen and Joel have so much more to do with whether their team's wins than Bryce does. And I think they carry the burden of losses more than Bryce carries the burden of losses.
Well, you know, maybe. I think that's...
Publicly, I mean.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a false perception, though. Like, we've had a lot of Bryce Harper conversations on this show.
That's fair.
And people are very hard on Bryce Harper lately. By the way...
And his stock has fallen as the team has fallen.
Well, a year ago, he would have gotten some staff votes. And a year ago, he would have been on more Phillies lists. Yeah. Fallen.
By the way, the two people that I think a lot of people are saying is better than Bryce Harper right now, Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler, they're not here if the Phillies don't bring in Bryce Harper.
So I agree with that point to an extent, but sometimes I feel like we treat Bryce like he's running like one of those Ponzi schemes or something, where it's like, you know, well, he got two people to come, now he gets the success for all they get. And then, you know, Schwarber got Castellanos. Like, ultimately, yes, he did get them to come here. I get that. But, you know, they didn't really start winning till Schwarber got
here. I know.
They didn't. Yeah. But again, to your point that you just made earlier, it is baseball as opposed to football and basketball. Bryce has less to do with
for
that.
Sure.
I'm just saying, like, for better or for worse, the perception and the legacy always goes back to Bryce Harper. This, whatever happens with this team, will be looked at as a Bryce Harper accomplishment, more so than anybody else.
I agree with that.
I think that's right. I mean, now, whether or not it gets among your top five, that's different. But I think that's probably the right way to look at it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Pair of tickets. See the Phillies, Red Sox on the line. Tri-Day Friday, a concert we need to see. And I don't think I need to go see a Coldplay concert. I've seen plenty of clips from one.
I don't think it's a good time to, you know, suggest to your wife to go to Coldplay.
Not this week. Black Gritty is up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Flip-flops, Joey Bear, Quinn, Jim behind the glass. Hey,
my
guys,
guy.
How you doing today?
It's
What's
been
up?
Too long. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. It's great to hear your voice, man.
I missed you, big dog.
I know. It's good to talk.
You know what's amazing? This guy has you on his show. You've been cooking him for the last 2 months.
I know. It's
cooking? This guy tried to sell us on Ace Bailey over VJ Edgecombe.
I'm still going to be right about that.
No, you're not.
Yo, you look like a little thing in the pot just jumping out, just getting free, getting free. I'll get with you real quick. Joey Bear, do you like your job?
Yes.
Okay. Bring up Mike Trout again. I'm going to go file a restraining order and sit down in the lobby and make sure that you don't get on the airwaves. This dude don't want you, stalker. He doesn't want to leave. He is the Dame Lillard of baseball. He's never going anywhere. He likes the sunshine and the beaches, and his wife would slit his throat if he came back.
But Dame Lillard left. Dame went to the Bucks.
And where's he at now?
He went right back yesterday. Home. He went back to the place.
He went right back home. He's never leaving. Shut up, Joe Tilio.
I want a bat that can hit, Black Gritty. Why do we have... I don't want any more Rodolfo Castros and Austin Hayes and any of this crap Dombrowski's brought in. Get me Trout.
I know you didn't grow up with a black grandmother. What you want and what you get is a different thing. Shut up, these Brussels sprouts, punk. That's what it is. Now, back to football and the things that matter. Kelsey... Man, I tell you what, I love Jason Kelsey, but he's a center. No man has lived more off of a speech than anything I've seen in my life. I'd love to have a beer with him. He's the player I'd want to hang out with the most in life, but him being third is just insane. Lane Johnson, when he doesn't play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're sub 500. Just like when a Hurst doesn't play,
yeah.
You're under 500.
That's a good point.
That matters. Kelce leaves. I got a center in there backed up. That center goes down. I push the guard over there. He's playing half the game looking like an all-star. Apparently the center isn't that big a position. So him being third is insane. But it's Jalen Hurts that has to go on this list because the most important trophy in America in the world is the Super Bowl. Not only was he Super Bowl MVP, he almost got Super Bowl MVP in a losing event. He outplayed the other quarterback when they lost the game. Stop frowning on my guy, Joe Gilliard, and keep getting cooked by flip-flops.
There's no frowning. All right, Black Ready, what's the concert? What's the concert?
Well, I mean, if we had to do something, I'd just say we'd go to Taylor Swift, but we can't afford it, so we'd have to fly to Norway, get the tickets for $800, and live where these Elliot flip-flops. How much are they paying him? How do you keep going on all these trips? This is a real question.
My wife does well, yeah.
Okay, good. And Joe Giglio. Don't make me get that restraining order, brother. I will be down.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to keep asking for Trout. I'm sorry.
I talked to you.
All right, Black Ready. We appreciate it.
I like the idea of threatening you over a take.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. I mean, I've been trying this for 3 years with the Trout
thing. I will say there's no questioning whether you really want to trade for Trout.
I want Trout.
Yeah. Like, this is not a you're just saying it.
No.
This is.
And I tried to. Elliot, I tried to make him give it up last year.
Also, they have not given me a better option. Like, you guys have had 3 years. You and Dombrowski have had 3 years to provide me. Like, if they get an outfielder that can hit, I'll shut up about this.
Why do I
this
have is, to do it?
Well, because you keep saying they don't need him. Well,
sorry, so
they don't need him.
They're running out Max Kepler and Otto Kemp.
Again,
they do
there's
need,
a middle
they
ground
do
here.
Need him.
Yes,
but
they
just,
need him.
It's not worth what it's going to – it's the other impacts it has on the franchise are not worth it.
I understand, but no, I'm desperate.
They need what you believe he will provide for the
what
team.
He has been providing for the last 40 games.
So I asked you this earlier.
I'm living in the moment.
Yes, that's right.
You kind of answered, but I want like a – all right, pretend you're Dombrowski. The Angels call you. Guess what? We're flying in town today. You wanted Mike Trout to stay here? Make me an offer. What is the most you are willing to give up? Not what you think will get it done. You get one offer to the Angels.
Okay, so I'm going to try to fit this what you set up. I'm going to try to fit into it because the money. Okay. I agree with you. The money long term is an issue for the Phillies
for sure.
So in order to make this deal, they got to take either Castellanos or Taijuan Walker. I need some of the money going back the other way because
they're both expiring contracts. Though.
No, they both have one more year left.
Oh, they do. Okay,
yeah. So you take one of those deals off my hands. Castellanos obviously would be the easy one because you just replace him in right field with Mike Trout, but whatever, take Taijuan. So they have to take one of those guys back. And then I would offer them, I'm not trading Andrew Painter for Mike Trout. I would offer them Justin Crawford. Like I'd give them the third best prospect in the Phillies system for Mike Trout. Crawford is a guy that is hitting 300 at AAA, but obviously the Phillies have some trepidation that he could really hit up here because he hits ground balls and he doesn't hit home runs. So he might be a good player. He also might be Johan Rojas, but a little bit better. I'm not sure Justin Crawford's like a future all-star in the major leagues, but he has some potential. So I'd be willing to give up one of their three or four best prospects and a contract I don't want.
So
not Aiden Miller and not Andrew Painter.
I'm not super into trading for Trout, but if it's Taijuan Walker and Crawford, I would need to sit down and have a real good look at the finances and understand that part of it. But if there was confidence that there would not really impact our spending, I would be willing to think about Crawford.
But I think the Angels are in a bad place because they either need to pay down his contract to get real prospects back for him, or they need to dump his contract.
Right.
So I'd be willing to take the contract and not give up like real huge prospects.
I understand loyalty to a franchise. It's just a bit of a red flag to me that he's not forced his way out.
I agree.
He's got no shot to win there.
I want him to ask out.
And he's doubled down there a bunch of times. So that is a red flag to me.
It's loser activity.
It is. I can't argue this.
This is why when you say he's one of the best players of all time, I firmly disagree with that.
Well, what would you do? Like, I'm not asking you to rank the best 20 players ever, but what do you do with him? You just leave him off the list?
No, I think he's just lower. If you are a player, if you want to say he's a top 100 player of all time.
Well, clearly he is.
Okay, but that's different. When we're talking about the top 25, like, rings have to matter, and playoff experience has to matter. It's easier to do what Mike Trout did than, say, what Derek Jeter did, right? Like, you could say Trout maybe is a better player than Jeter.
Sure, clearly is.
But you say clearly.
He clearly is.
Jeter had to do it in New York in the postseason. That is harder than what Mike Trout is doing.
Won three MVPs.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Trout has done it for it, like, Trout's career really doesn't matter. Like, you can tell the story of baseball.
Well, that's, I'm trying to change that. Bring him here.
No, I know.
Win a
but
World
that's
Series.
Why when you say he's one of the best players, it catches my ear because I just think you can't say a player with zero postseason success is one of the best ever.
Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
It is an overwhelming Friday. You guys have put so much material on the table. Like, I don't know where to aim my flamethrower. I'm just so confused right
aim
now.
Aim it at Joe.
Yeah, I'll take the brunt of it.
Okay, so let's get to it. So first off, I wanted to touch base on Kyle, but we're going to save that for Monday when we get the band back together.
Okay.
And Elliot, in terms of bands, I'm a huge fan, Elliot, but NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Taylor Swift,
yep.
And now the Spice Girls. I mean, you literally are like one Lady Gaga comment about losing your man card.
So I did see Lady Gaga in Vegas when the Eagles were there a few years ago.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Hey, you like what Joe, you like, you know?
Joe, there is no way that Trout is coming to Philadelphia. He had every opportunity.
Yeah, but that's a separate debate.
Here.
Do you want him?
No, he is an Eagles fan. He knows how critical and brutal Philly sports fans are. He's got a nice, cushy job in Orange County. He's probably got a house overlooking the ocean. He makes a ton of money. What incentive does he have to come to Philadelphia?
I make him say no. Work out a trade. Like, I want to make him say no. That I don't know if the Phillies or any team's really ever done that. They just like, maybe he wants to stay there. Work out a deal. Like, this happens sometimes in sports where players refuse to waive their no trade. Make him say no. And then if he says no, he's an all-time Philadelphia enemy. That's all.
I would actually bet money that there has been conversations over the year.
Oh, for sure.
And that he has told his agent that I do not want to go to Philadelphia.
If he accepted a deal, do you want him?
I would take him.
Well, there you go.
But again, he doesn't have that winning. He doesn't have that winning persona. He doesn't have that.
We have Max Kepler batting fifth some days. Like, do we realize what we're saying here? Winner. I don't care if he is a loser. He's better than Max Kepler, who's trying to win.
Well, being a loser would be a problem.
Yeah, but
it would be a slight issue. Yeah.
Max, what's Max Kepler then?
Cheap.
A nobody.
He's cheap.
Yeah,
he's cheap.
Joe, talking about championship mentality, let's get to the topic at hand today.
Okay.
In terms of the top five athletes.
Yes.
Finally.
Okay. So I was watching that quarterback series on Netflix, and the last episode had Joe Burrow sitting in his house on his couch watching the playoffs as he kind of went over what was another losing season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Out of his mouth, Joe Burrow said, stats are great, but they don't really mean anything.
No one disagrees with this, Aaron. I agree with that.
Passing the ball can win you some games, but running the ball wins you championships. And that's why Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback in the NFL.
You got to stop.
because his team runs the ball well, he's the best quarterback. This is
every time that Hurts has gone up face to face with Mahomes, he has absolutely outperformed outperformed them on the biggest stages. And again, if you put any of those quarterbacks on the Eagles, their passing stats are going to go down dramatically.
It is true.
To win the championship, when it gets cold, you've got to run the ball.
And the thing that I will say, Aaron, that Joe does not bring up enough when talking about how he struggled against the Rams is he did have like a 45-yard touchdown run to start the game.
That was a huge play. Yeah.
Okay. So just,
you know what?
Yeah.
The passing game struggled.
But the passing game is not the only part of the game.
No, but the passing game is a huge part of the game.
It's a big part.
And
it was running 45 yards for a touchdown.
The passing game was bad.
It was not good.
No. Why can't we?
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. It was bad.
But like, okay,
thank
you.
Who stood right in front of A.J. Brown at his locker and got the video of him saying the passing offense
sucked?
That
wasn't in the Rams game. In the playoffs. Yeah.
I'm very open in saying he was great in the Super Bowl. Can you say the Rams passing game that day was terrible? Bad. Can you say it, Aaron?
Yo, I think premise of the whole, if the Jalen Carter thing didn't happen, then the Rams would have won the game.
Well, they probably would.
If Puka Nacua doesn't make an incredible catch the play before, then we're not even having this conversation. The game is over. The game is done. Where Saquon Barkley, instead of running into the end zone, kneels at the 2-yard line so they can kill more clock. This situation never happens. So the
right, and if Bryce Harper doesn't hit Bedlam at the bank, then like, but these are all what ifs. We all know that. Also, I don't understand the Joe Burrow point. What is Joe Burrow watching the games and saying, you know, he wishes he was in the...
Joe Burrow realizes that the key to this whole thing is winning and winning championships.
You know,
and
Joe Burrow was in the Super Bowl before Jalen Hurts. Do you remember 4 years ago? You act like Joe Burrow loses every year. They went to the Super Bowl already.
Right, and what have they done since then, 4 years ago?
Yeah, because that team is a mess. Have you ever paid attention to the Bengals?
They're terrible.
Right,
so you think Joe Burrow needs more talent around him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he does.
Checking.
I mean, the defense was the worst in the league.
Right.
But again, if Joe Burrow has more talent around him, he's not throwing for 4,500 yards.
I don't care about his stats, Aaron. I don't care about his stats. But that doesn't mean he's not.
But you do because you're making the argument that because Jalen Hurts has less stats than Joe Burrow and Jackson.
No, he's just not as good at the position. I mean, I don't know why.
What are you talking about? He is the best quarterback in the biggest stage, dude. He has a Super Bowl MVP, which quarterback in the league would rather have a Super Bowl MVP than a regular season MVP.
So let's do this for the 1,000th time. Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers?
So are we talking about...
No, answer the question.
Just do it, Aaron.
Answer the question.
I would rather have Eli Manning.
Of course you would.
Me two Super Bowls. No, but there you
the conversation.
If you were
over.
Building a team, you're picking Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
You
see, this
what?
Is the problem. Aikman or Marino?
Here's the tough thing, Joe. It's about the off field stuff with Aaron Rodgers.
How about you
it's
just use your brain, Aaron?
He's not a team guy. So are you trying to build a team, or are you trying to build a team with the best talent?
You build a team with the best talent, Aaron. That's how you build teams.
You build a team to win a championship, Joe. That's
with the best talent. That's how the Eagles got here. They built a team with the best talent and guys that worked their butts off and all that kind of stuff.
But it seems like you're dinging Jalen for that.
No, I'm not.
It certainly seems like it.
Did we get to a point where if I say he's the sixth best quarterback in the league, I'm
a hater.
I'm a hater.
I don't think you're being a hater having him sixth. Who do you have fifth then? Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, so I would put Jalen either second or fifth, would be where I would put him.
Second, what's the criteria there? Second would
so
be
I think
resume.
Second would be because he has the Super
right,
Bowl.
Right.
And then fifth, I think, would be taking talent more into consideration.
Okay, all right, 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to do, obviously. We got to get through the votes today for where this comes down. Is it Utley or is it Hurts? Who's going to end up fifth on the list of the quarter century, last 25 years at Philadelphia Sports? Who deserves the spot more? Coming up, we'll talk to Scott Fransky. The Phils are back. Second half starts tonight. I want Mike Trout. Do you? Yes, I still want Mike Trout here. A lot to do, including the tickets to give away to Phillies, Red Sox. Give us a concert we need to see. It is the Midday Show. Elliot in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.